Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
If you had to pick a word or a story to describe the tech business, the tech industry for 2021, I think maybe misinformation that's put forward by Roger Cheng from CNET, misinformation might be it. To help me understand all that, Oscar Gonzalez from CNET joins us now. Oscar, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Steve, it's great to be back, and I'm here to see how that's about how things wrapped up in the year.
Yeah, and so misinformation, that probably is, it seems to me that's, if there's one word to sum things up, that would be misinformation.
Right, misinformation was everywhere this year, and it comes down to someone with a phone and an internet connection can put anything out there, and sometimes that catches on. It catches on and spreads like a virus, hence the viral.
And, it certainly was instrumental in the January 6th insurrection, right? Whatever happened to Parler? Parler was big for a while. Everyone was supposed to be the right-wing or arch-conservatives were supposed to be switching to Parler, and then I stopped hearing about it. Is it still around?
It's still around. It went out for just a bit, but it's still up. So are some other right-wing social media platforms. They're not as popular as Twitter and Facebook, but they're still there. And the people on there, they claim having a lot of free speech. So they talk about a lot of subject matter that would get them automatically banned from Twitter and Facebook. Of course, a lot of that subject matter is misinformation, whether it's, again, saying Trump didn't lose the election or saying that COVID isn't real or that the vaccines don't work.
And I'm thinking of like Devin Nunes, right? He was among those encouraging people to go to Parler. I'm thinking of the right site, correct?
Correct. And okay. And again, when Parler was, there was a few of Trump's people that went to there. There was the other one, the Mr. Pillow, the MyPillow guy. He made his prank. And in fact, Trump himself is behind his own social media that's supposedly coming out next year. But we'll see when that launches.
Oscar Gonzalez is here from CNET. Where are we on that? I haven't heard from that either.
I haven't either. Their site is still up saying it's happening. I've contacted them before for a story. They're not responding. I'll keep on contacting them to see where everything's at. Former president hasn't talked about it in his updates that he does on his website. And there just hasn't been a lot of movement. Okay. From what we've seen, at least from what they've told us. So we're just waiting and seeing.
Here's movement. Instagram for kids. Facebook came out with that idea, and they had to retreat pretty quickly because, I don't think that's a good idea.
No, that's when that came out, a lot of people were really concerned, especially with a lot of the information that came out about Instagram, that especially young people, they're very affected by what they see. It has led to attempts at suicide, it's eating disorders. What they see on there, sometimes they think is people have a better life. Sometimes they see stuff as real that's really not, and it affects them, especially younger people. And Congress was very big on jumping down Instagram and Facebook for coming up with that idea.
I'm sorry, I said Facebook. I should have said Meta, right? Is that where we've gone now?
Yes. I would say if there was a big, very tech surprise is that Facebook now has a parent company called Meta, and that's the sort of the big company that's going to be handling everything that Facebook used to handle. So it'll handle Facebook's VR and augmented reality work. It'll be Facebook itself will be under the Meta umbrella, and all the other ventures that Facebook is going into, including the metaverse, which is this whole virtual reality world that they say will be where everybody is going to be in the future, that's going to be all under this Meta name now.
That's Oscar Gonzalez talking to us from CNET. Why did they do that? What was the point of that?
Well, if you go by what Mark Zuckerberg said when he did his presentation on it, that Facebook was not the proper term for them to call everything. You know, they can call it Facebookverse. And that just wouldn't work for them. Other people have their own theories because Facebook has been in a lot of hot water. Sometimes it helps to change a name. But Facebook has said that in general, that their reasoning is that Meta was the name that encapsulates what they want to do for the future, to where it's just not social media anymore.
Okay, so
at least that's what they say.
We've been sort of talking down on some of these stories. Let's talk up maybe. When we look back at this year, this was the billionaire's race to outer space, which, you know, is kind of cool. I think that's a very positive tech story this year. Sure, it's billionaires, so you have to spend a lot of money to do it, but hey, we're doing it.
Yes, we are. You know, whether it is, you know, Elon Musk, Bezos, Virgin Galactic, these billionaires that have grown up loving space and loving, you know, NASA, they are now in the driver's seat. And they're coming up with ways to get people into space, whether it's for fun, to, you know, float it, be weightless for, you know, 20 minutes or so, or whether it's for hopefully, you know, new endeavors and new ways to make money. That's what they're looking at. So the space race is on between the billionaires.
Oscar,
and all this year, they really pushed the limits of what they could do.
Oscar Gonzalez from CNET, are you saving up your money? Do you think, really, I mean, I think they should send one of you guys up there to report on it.
We have plenty of our team that handles the space stories, and they would love to. I have no doubt that they, if the opportunity arises, they will be immediately want to jump on board.
I'm sure Ian Scher will Bigfoot you and jump in line ahead of you, right? Is that what you're saying?
He's a boss. He's an editor. He can boss me around all he likes.
He loves that stuff, too. Okay, another big story. Do you have any investment in cryptocurrency?
No. As a ethical journalist, I do not, because that would be a conflict of interest. That said, the crypto world was quite on fire in 2021. When you look at Bitcoin, Ether, or if you look at the NFTs that we talked about last
NFTs, time. Yeah.
Yes. Lots of action going on there, lots of people making money, and there's also been some scams that we've talked about.
So, right, and so I forgot to go, I was going to go look for NFTs to give to my friends and family for Christmas, because you said they're very affordable ones online, right? I can buy an NFT for like $15 if I want.
Sure can. It'll be an NFT of a drawing, NFT of whatever an artist came up with. They definitely are affordable ones online.
All right. And what's that website? Where can I go to my NFT, my last-minute NFT shopping?
It's the big one that a lot of people use. It's called OpenSea.io. OpenSea as the ocean. And there's tons of auctions on there.
Fantastic. Oscar Gonzalez, listen, it was great to talk to you. Have a wonderful holiday. Great new year.
Yes, it's great to meet you. And yes, you have a great holiday too. Thank you.